Poole was sitting in his house one day, counting his pots of honey, when there came a knock at the door. 14. Come in. 14. Oh, is it 15? Oh, bother. Now I'm muddled.
Hello, Poole.
Oh, hello, Rabbit. 14, wasn't it?
What was?
My pots of honey that I was counting.
14? That's right.
Are you sure?
No, but does it matter?
Well, I just like to know. So I can say to myself, I have 14 pots of honey left. Or 15, as the case may be. It's sort of comforting.
Well, let's call it 16. What I came to say was, have you seen Small anywhere about?
I don't think so. Who's Small?
One of my friends and relations.
Well, I haven't seen anybody today, Rabbit. Well, not to say hello, Small, to. Did you want him for anything?
Oh, I don't want him, but it's always useful to know where a friend and relation is, whether you want him or whether you don't.
Oh, yes, I see. Is he lost?
Well, nobody has seen him for a long time, so I suppose he is. Anyhow, I promised Christopher Robin I'd organize a search for him, so come on.
As soon as Rabbit was out of sight, Pooh remembered that he had forgotten to ask who Small was, and whether he was the sort of friend and relation who settled on one's nose, or the sort who got trodden on by mistake. And as it was too late now, he thought he would begin the hunt by looking for Piglet, and asking him what they were looking for before he looked for it. And it's no good looking at the 6 pine trees for Piglet, Pooh said to himself, because he's been organized in a special place of his own. So I shall have to look for the special place first. I wonder where it is. The next moment, the day became very bothersome indeed, because Pooh was so busy not looking where he was going that he stepped on a piece of the forest which had been left out by mistake. And he only just had time to think to himself, I'm flying. What owl does? I wonder how you stop. When he stopped with a bump.
Ow!
That's funny. I said ow without really ooing.
Help!
That's me again. I've had an accident, and I've fallen down a well, and a voice has gone all squeaky and works before I'm ready for it, because I've done something to myself inside. Oh, bother.
Help! Help!
There you are. I say things when I'm not trying. So it must be a very bad accident. Oh, a very bad accident to Pooh Bear.
Pooh!
A very bad... It's Piglet. Where are you?
Underneath.
Underneath what?
You! Get up!
Oh. Did I fall on you, Piglet?
You fell on me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I didn't mean to be underneath. But I'm all right now, Pooh. And I am so glad it was you.
Well, what happened? Where are we?
I think we're in a sort of a pit. I was walking along looking for somebody, and then suddenly I wasn't anymore. And just when I got up to see where I was, something fell on me, and it was you.
Well, so it was.
Yes. Pooh, do you think we're in a trap?
Well, Pooh hadn't thought about it at all, but now he nodded, for suddenly he remembered how he and Piglet had once made a poo trap for a heffalump. And he guessed what had happened. He and Piglet had fallen into a heffalump trap for poos. And that's what it was.
What happens when the heffalump comes?
Well, perhaps he won't notice you, Piglet, because you are a very small animal.
But he'll notice you, Pooh.
Oh, he'll notice me. And I shall notice him. And we shall notice each other for a very long time. And then he'll say... Ho, ho.
Oh, what will you say?
I shan't say anything. I'll just hum to myself. Hum, 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 hum. As if I was waiting for something.
Then perhaps you'll say, ho, ho, again.
Well, he will say it again. And I shall just go right on humming. Hum, 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 hum. And that will upset him. Because when you say ho, ho twice in a gloating sort of way, ho, 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 gloating, ho, 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 gloating, and the other person only hums, hum, 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 humming, you suddenly find, just as you begin to say it for the third time, that it isn't.
But he might say something else.
That's just it. He will say, what's all this? And then I shall say, and this is a very good idea, Piglet, which I've just thought of. I shall say, It is a trap for a heffalump, which I have made, and I am waiting for the heffalump to fall in.
Pooh, you've saved us.
Have I? But Piglet's mind ran on, and he saw Pooh and the heffalump talking to each other, and he thought suddenly and a little sadly that it would have been rather nice if it had been Piglet and the heffalump talking so grandly to each other and not Pooh. And the conversation would go better if he and not Pooh were doing one side of it, and it would be more comforting afterwards in the evenings to look back on the day when he answered a heffalump back as if the heffalump wasn't there. It seemed so easy now. He knew just what he would say.
Ho, ho!
Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la.
Ho, ho.
Ah, tiddly-um-tum, tiddly-um-tum.
What's all this?
Hello, this is a trap I've made, and I'm waiting for a heffalump to fall into it.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was a trap I'd made to catch piglets.
Oh, no.
I must have got it wrong, then.
I'm afraid so. I'm sorry.
Well, I suppose I'd better be getting back.
Oh, must you? Well, if you see Christopher Robin anywhere, you might tell him I want him.
Certainly, certainly.
Oh, Piglet, how brave and clever you are.
Oh, not at all, Pooh.
While Piglet was dreaming this happy dream, and Pooh was wondering again whether it was 14 or 15, the search for Small was still going on all over the forest. Small's real name was Very Small Beetle, but he was called Small for short, when he was spoken to at all, which hardly ever happened except when somebody said, "Really Small." He had been staying with Christopher Robin for a few seconds, and he started around a gorse bush for exercise, but instead of coming back the other way, as expected, he hadn't. So nobody knew where he was. But Small wasn't the only one lost. Pooh was lost, too. So Christopher Robin went out into the forest to look for him. And it was not long before he came to the gravel pit, and he looked down, and there were Pooh and Piglet with their backs to him, dreaming happily.
Ho-ho! It's the heffalump. Now then, tra-la-la, tra-la-la.
Piglet didn't look around, because if he had looked around and seen a very fierce heffalump looking down, he would have forgotten what he was going to say. Rum-dum-diddle-dum-diddle-dum, said Christopher Robin in a voice like Pooh's, because it was Pooh's song.
He said the wrong thing. He ought to have said, "Ho, ho!" Perhaps I'd better say it for him. "Ho, ho!"
How did you get there, Piglet?
This is terrible. First he talks in Pooh's voice, and then he talks in Christopher Robin's voice, and he's doing it so as to unsettle me. This is a trap for Pooh, and I'm waiting to fall in it. "Ho, ho!" What's all this? And then I say, "Ho, ho!" again.
What?
A trap for ho-hos. I've just made it, and I'm waiting for the ho-ho to come.
Well, how long Piglet would have gone on like this, I don't know. But at that moment, Pooh woke up suddenly and decided it was 16. So he got up, and as he turned his head so as to soothe himself in that awkward place in the middle of the back where something was tickling him, he saw Christopher Robin. Pooh greeted him joyously, but Piglet felt foolish and uncomfortable. Then suddenly he saw something.
Pooh, there's something climbing up your back.
I thought there was.
It's Small.
Oh, that's who it is it?
Christopher Robin, I found Small.
Well done, Piglet.
At these encouraging words, Piglet felt quite happy again. So when Christopher Robin had helped them out of the gravel pit, they all went off together, hand in hand. The end.
Deep in the 100-acre wood where Christopher Robin plays, you'll find the enchanted neighborhood of Christopher's childhood days.
A donkey named Eeyore is his friend, and Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Tubby little cubby all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Willy-nilly, silly old bear. Willy-nilly.